This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
He is on the Window Nation guest hotline, joins us every Wednesday. Athletic director of the Terps, Damon Evans. Damon, what's happening?
Hey, man, getting ready for a little bit of postseason basketball, brother.
Is there any better kind of basketball postseason, especially if you have a good team? But let's get to the honors for the Maryland Terrapins that were announced yesterday in the league. And I got to be honest with you, I actually thought Mello Trimble won in 2015. So now I can go back to him getting hosed out of that one 10 years ago. But Derek Queen joins Joe Smith and Buck Williams as Maryland players to win League Rookie of the Year. And he got it done impressively, made one of the first teams in the league because you got the media and the coaches who decide. We've been talking, Damon, about Derek Queen all season long. Now he gets to show off on the big stage that is March Madness, but watching his season and maybe his Maryland career unfold in real time has been like what for you?
I'm happy to see the young man get recognized because he's an unbelievable talent. He's a great young man. He's worked hard at his craft. He has a skill set that a lot of people don't get to see at the collegiate level, and that's why he's had such great success. And his play has elevated our team and made it easier for our other players. He opens up the floor. He's made it easier on all of our other starters, and they're all complimentary of one another. So excited for his recognition, and I'm glad because we had some really good freshmen in this league. If you just go over to Rutgers, you got two guys at Rutgers, freshmen that are probably going to be go number two and number three in the draft, and he was our guy, being DQ, named freshman of the year. I also want to give a shout-out to Jacoby. Jacoby Gillespie getting third team. I thought he should be higher. You know, when you got 18 teams in the league, it gets a little bit difficult, but that young man was phenomenal, has been phenomenal up to this point. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about Juju. He improved so much, and I saw that he got an honorable mention. I would love to have seen him on one of the teams, as well as I thought, you know, Selton and Rodney Rice have played extremely well for us. So these are the things, the way things work, but now you can go into the tournament and you can quiet a lot of critics or people who didn't pick you by going out and winning a lot of games.
Number two seed is Maryland Friday night, 6:30, opponent to be determined. And we had Coach Willer on yesterday, Damon, talking about this, where Maryland, you know, they're the Yankees, they're on the East Coast infiltrating the Midwest here. Do you view Maryland, from your experiences in College Park, when they get into these neutral site settings, which isn't really neutral, that Maryland's kind of the outsider here in the Big Ten because they're not one of the traditional teams?
And the way I feel about it, I think we've done a good job over the 10 plus years that we've been in the league, that people recognize the level of basketball that we play here. Maryland has traditionally been a very, very good basketball school, and with our national championships and Final Fours and Sweet 16. So we more than belong. And what Kevin did this year with getting us a number two seed, finishing second in the conference, when a lot of the pundits and people didn't think it would happen, kudos to him and his staff for getting our program back to where it should be. And I'm excited about our opportunity here in the Big Ten tournament, and then subsequent to that, the NCAA tournament.
Damon Evans, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here. Bob Hadivitis, Rotto, Woman Crush Wednesday. To that topic, the NCAA tournament, Maryland's certainly going to be in right now. Looks like a strong four across most of the bracketology type experts here. But what do you think of the pod system? For instance, Maryland could be in the East if they get to the regionals, but they'll start in Seattle. Are you a fan of the pod systems where you might go to the Midwest or you might go to the South, but your first two games are going to be anywhere but in the region that you've been selected to play in?
You know what? The way I look at things, I just like being in the tournament and having the opportunity. Things that I can't control, I just leave that to the powers that be. I know the thing that we have controlled and what Willard has done a good job with is putting us in as a solid four with probably the potential to maybe get to a three. So I'm excited about that because the better seed you have, seed line, the metrics increase with your opportunity to move through the tournament. So that's what I focus on. Wherever they send us, I know Kevin will have our team ready to play. Our kids will be ready to play, and we know we have a great opportunity ahead of us.
Hey, Damon, before we get into the spring sports, when is the Maryland Pro Day and then spring ball? When's it start and when's the spring game so we can kind of let all the fans know?
Well, we're going to begin our spring practices on March 25th, which will be good for us, as well as the Pro Day is going to be here on March 28th. So I'm excited for all those young men who have aspirations to go play in the NFL and want to wish them the best of luck. And, you know, Lox has retooled his staff and rebuilt his roster heading into the spring, so that should be good. And our spring game right now is set for April 26th at noon. So football is doing their thing at this time of year.
All right, Damon, let's talk. Baseball plays today. Mount St. Mary's got a nice day today. Talk a little bit about the spring sports.
Well, you know, I'm excited about baseball. I'm going to jump back for a minute and give a shout-out to women's basketball because they're going to start their tournament play. I didn't do as well as we had liked in the Big Ten tournament, but we're gearing up for the NCAA tournament and the selection show on Sunday as they wait out this week and continue to practice. You know, it doesn't look – it's interesting to see where we're projected right now, so we'll wait and see what that looks like. But as far as the spring sports are concerned, baseball – yeah, St. Mary's, beautiful day out. I might go take a couple hacks at it myself, get out there and see if I can go yard on them. But in all seriousness, I'm excited for the
baseball. Don't hurt your ribs.
we had a tough one the other day against Virginia, I think it was, losing 7-6. So we need to bounce back here today. And then when you look at the spring sports, you always start off with the lacrosse. The number one ranked men's lacrosse team coming off a great victory over Delaware last Saturday, and we host or play at, I should say, number 18 Virginia on Saturday. Women, four in a row right now, and had a big win over number 13 JMU, so I'm excited about that. And then, you know, I got to mention wrestling again. How about Alex Clemson and how he's elevated the program? Went to the Big Ten Wrestling Championships this week, had our highest score ever of 54 points, had six individuals qualify for the NCAA Championships. So that's really remarkable in and of itself. And we got softball winning 3 out of 4. Gymnastics is peaking right now. And so we'll continue to move forward and got our tennis and track teams in play as well. So excited about what's happening.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.